finishing the season in that manner has to feel good for this year.
Yeah, you know what? There are young guys, and there's a lot of guys that came at the end to help us, from Strutter to Hebbings to Houdon and Calkin, and to have them in the lineup and live this experience today is quite good. It's been a long season for a lot of the young guy rookie that had a lot of ice time, a lot of opportunity, and there were some good moments, there were some harder moments, but I felt that they grow and they got better. And with a depleted lineup this last road trip, I thought we played so strong in Bridgeport and tonight, and I'm glad we got the win tonight.
Particularly after how last night went in Syracuse, for them to come back like this and stay in it the whole game.
Well, you're right. I mean, they know last night wasn't good enough against a really good team. We talked about it this morning, and this is the kind of group it is. They don't stop. They realize it wasn't good, and we can count on one end the effort that I wasn't very happy. And tonight they came out, and against a really good lineup. We have to say Binghamton had a lot of guys coming back from the NHL. I was concerned a little bit at one point because we were going 11 forward, and I say I hope our guys, they took it seriously. They pushed in the same direction, so it was really good. Well, it's been great mileage for him. Us being out of the playoff, then you maybe move those young guys a little quicker in the lineup, obviously, and you give them ice time. And he's got some good opportunity to play in every situation. And there's been some good moments. There's stuff we need to work on, but it's been good to have him around, that's for sure.
Nikita Yevgolov says that he's got lots of things he wants to work on this summer, but overall, I mean, even tonight, those last two goals, your feeling on how his season progressed?
I know Nikki. I even think you're right. He's capable of more than that. I like him a lot as a person. He's a competitor. He's a great kid. You know, that's why I wanted him to be with us, so he's a good, you know, influence on everybody around. And it was good for him to finish on that note for sure.
Last question for you. Your first year coaching in the AHL, how do you feel overall for yourself personally as a coach and your coaching staff for your season, the roster you select?
Yeah. Well, we always, as a coach, we always reflect after a few days. And there's one thing I'm really proud of the guys we have. They're unbelievable. They've been so strong all year for us, working and getting better and understanding where we're trying to accomplish in the program. I was prepared for every situation in the AHL. I knew exactly how this league worked, and I think we got to see a lot of the situation. But I'm very happy about the training staff, the medical staff, the coaches, all the players that, you know, I know we're a few games below 500, but with a young group like this, I think it's pretty impressive the way that we competed against good teams. Thank you.
Thank you.